It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Good evening, everyone, from the Beatrice City Auditorium down on the intersection of 4th and Ella Street in downtown Beatrice. It's time for our continuing coverage of the 96th annual Mudecas Basketball Tournament. Good evening once again, everyone. I'm Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer for tonight's doubleheader broadcast. Very pleased to have joining me in the broadcast booth here this evening, Dalton Knippelmeyer. Dalton, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Glad to have you here with us. Dalton, of course, Johnson Brock graduate. He's looking forward to that Class A final that's coming up. We've got a couple of pretty good basketball games here,
yeah,
Dalton.
I would say.
This first one is the B Division Championship. It'll put the Pawnee City Indians against the Palmyra Lady Panthers. And in all honesty, the Pawnee City Indians maybe did not expect to be here in the championship. They come into this game with a season record of 4-7, and yet they find themselves playing for the B Division Championship. They're going to face up against a Palmyra Lady Panthers team that is 7-5 on the year thus far. Taking a look at how these teams got to the championship, Palmyra opened with a blowout win over Parkview Christian, 62-15. They got past Meridian in the semifinals, 42-30, and find themselves here in the championship. The Pawnee City Indians, they had a squeaker with Sterling. They got the win, 43-38, and then they won in convincing fashion over BDS, 45-31. Again, that's just their fourth win of the year. They are 4-7, and here they are now facing off with Palmyra. Couple of games already played this afternoon and this evening here at the City Auditorium. The third place consolation games in the B Division. It was Meridian defeating BDS 48-29 was that one. That was the 7:30 ball game. The one completed just a few minutes ago saw the Dillard Odell Lady Griffins capturing third place honors in A Division as they defeated Freeman 52-34 was the final in that. Over in the consolation bracket, the games being played over at the Beatrice Middle School across the street. They've only completed one game so far, and that was quite a blowout, Dalton.
Yeah.
Southern defeated Parkview Christian. The final was Southern 50 and Parkview Christian 5. 50-5 was the final of that one. Going on right now over there across the street is Sterling and Lewiston. They should be wrapping that one up shortly. We got a reporter over there that's going to be sending scores our way, so we will share the final of that Sterling-Lewiston game with you as soon as we can. Now, Dalton, let's talk about the game that you're excited about here. Johnson Brock and Sacred Heart, the A Division. Both of these teams with great records.
Yeah, both teams coming into this game, both with 12-1 records, and I would say each team got here in good fashion. Johnson Brock started with a 69-35 win over HTRS on Monday, and in the semifinal last night, they won in convincing fashion again with a 60-37 win over Dillard Odell to get here to the final. And also for Sacred Heart, 2-seed in this A Division bracket, they won 47-39 on Monday over EMF and squeaked out a win over Freeman last night, 30-28, to find themselves here in the A Division championship again against the Eagles.
So really, in that A Division, we've got what you would expect to see, the number one seed and the number two seed.
Yeah.
Both of them coming in here, as you said, 12-1. Interesting, Johnson Brock lost their season opener at Lincoln Christian. They have reeled off 12 straight wins since that. Sacred Heart Irish, they stumbled in December and dropped one at Tri-County, but that's been their only loss. They've come back and put together a long winning streak, and so they're both 12-1, and we'll be looking forward to that one. But before we go to the A Division Championship, we got a B Division to play here, as we said, and that's going to have Palmyra and Pawnee City. We'll step aside for a 60-second timeout, then we'll come back and look at the starting lineups for the B Division Mudecas Championship right after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to live coverage of the 96th Annual Mudecas Tournament on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
thinking about your health? Have you put on a few extra pounds or felt a bit tired? It's a new year and a short drive to Community Medical Center in Falls City, Nebraska. Start the year off right with a wellness check at Family Medicine Clinic. Our trusted and compassionate providers will work with you in all aspects of your health. An annual checkup and preventative services could make the difference. Call Family Medicine at 402-245-4475 for a wellness check. Here's to a happy and healthy year.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Dalton Knippelmeyer back with you inside the Beatrice City Auditorium. The B Championship in the girls' division bracket coming up very shortly. Let's take a look at the starting lineups here. First of all, for the Pawnee City Indians.
Starting for the Indians tonight, 5'3 senior Kara Pierce gets the start. 5'7 sophomore Emily Scatula. Kinsley Benson coming in as a sophomore at 5'5". Cameron Ottersberg, 5'6", senior, and Maddie Osborne, a 5'8", junior.
One thing about it, Coach Tim Cluck keeps it simple for us guys. He's starting numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That doesn't happen often, but we have kind of a starting lineup. For the Lady Panthers from Palmyra, they are 7-5 coming into this ballgame. They're coached by Coach Braston Melbaum. He'll go with Addison Vassa. Vassa is a senior. Grace Green, a junior. Aaron Chambers, another senior. Riley Walter, a senior. And Maddie Schrader is a senior. So four seniors and a junior in the starting lineup for Palmyra. And I've seen the Panthers a couple of times this year. In fact, I went into their place for two ball games. And Riley Walter's a young lady to watch here. She's kind of the spark plug that runs this offense. She plays out at the point guard. And just about the time you think she's going to try and thread the needle and get a pass into somebody, she'll scoot around you and go for the break-in layup. And we watched her do that numerous times against Fall City earlier this season. I want to remind everyone, our live coverage of Mudeca's tournament basketball will continue tomorrow. Now, we've got a little bit of a hiccup there we have to discuss with you, and that is the fact that here on Sunny 101.3, we are contractually obligated to follow the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Chiefs are kicking off tomorrow afternoon at 3:30, so we will have wall-to-wall coverage of Kansas City Chiefs football here on Sunny 101.3, but never fear, we're also going to have Udeca's basketball for you. It'll be over on our sister station, KTNC. In fact, we've got three big games for you tomorrow. We'll have the third place boys consolation, Johnson County Central and EMF. We'll have the B Championship, Sacred Heart and HTRS, a couple of neighborhood teams down around Fall City. And we'll have the boys championship, and boy, that's going to be something. Johnson, Brock, and Freeman, both teams undefeated. They are both 12-0. Now, it's important you make note, we will be on KTNC, 1230 AM, 107.1 FM in the Richardson County area. Outside the area, however, you can listen in online at mscsports.net. Just select KTNC. And, of course, our new mobile app. You can download to your phone, MSC Radio. Go to your favorite app store, download the app, and you're just a click away from KTNC crystal clear wherever you may be. Basically, wherever you have cell service, you have KTNC. So we welcome you to check out that new mobile app, MSC Radio, tomorrow, and listen in for our coverage of the boys' division of the Mudeca tournament. We've had the introduction of a starting lineup for the Pawnee City Indians. Looks like there's going to be one change to that starting lineup. I just noticed Addie Sisko is up off the bench, and Addie's going to be starting in place of Ottersberg, okay, in place of Cameron Ottersberg. Ottersberg will see action. She'll be the first off the bench here. So, Addie Sisko in to jump it up. She'll jump against Kaylee Thompson for Palmyra. Not much of a matchup there. It's Tower's about a foot taller.
Yeah.
Here comes a tip. You would expect Pawnee City to control this. Oh. You know what? Never assume anything. Palmyra with the basketball. In the right corner, driving on the baseline. Jump shot 5 feet away on the right. Up and good by Grace Green. Green with the first 2 points of the game, and Palmyra goes up 2-0 in backcourt. On the dribble is Kinley Benson. Benson gets it across the timeline, works out onto the left wing. Top of the key comes to Gatua. Gatua, one dribble, lost the dribble, picks it up, goes back to Benson on the baseline. Benson driving layup, shot over the top, too long, and the rebound pulled down by Kaylee Thompson. Thompson, down court pass, finds Riley Walder. Walder on the left side of the lane, jump shot, free throw line up, off, no good. There with the rebound, Addie Sisko. Sisko, out left pass, gives it up to Gatua. Emily Skatula across the timeline, guarded by Riley Walder, almost had it dribbled away. A reach-in foul is going to be called against the Palmyra Panthers.
That foul is on Grace Green, her first personal foul, first team foul on the Panthers.
Inbounding the ball, Kara Pierce in forecourt on the side, tosses into Gatua. Emelise at the top of the key, a cross-court pass. She was trying to put it across the court to get it over to Maddie Osborne. The ball was tipped away, knocked out of bounds by the Lady Panthers, and it'll be Pawnee City's basketball. Pierce to inbound it, finds Gatua near the midcourt line. Gatua bounce pass, looking for Sisko in the paint. Ball is loose on the floor, a tie-up, and a possession arrow will favor Pawnee City. Indians will get the basketball. They'll play it in on the side. We've played almost a minute here at the City Auditorium in Beatrice. 7:05 to play in the first quarter. 2-0 our score. Palmyra on top here in the girls' B Division Championship. Kara Pierce will inbound it on the side in forecourt. Bounce pass to Sisko into paint. Sisko to the near side. Benson for a long two from the left wing. Off no good. A battle for the rebound. Pulling it underneath is Kaylee Thompson. Thompson will bring the ball down court herself all the way to the baseline right side. Tries for the layup. Up and good. She went coast to coast. Kaylee Thompson took it all the way coast to coast and laid the ball in. Now Kara Pierce comes back the other way for the Indians. Goes to Benson in the corner. Benson in the paint to the right side. This is Maddie Osborne. Osborne can't get to the baseline. Feeds back to Benson. In traffic. Hands the ball off to Sisko. Sisko, turnaround hook shot is up. Over the top. Missed everything. But there's Osborne with the rebound. Maddie Osborne with the basketball. She dribbles into the paint. The little floater. Goes up for the shot. She'll draw the foul. And we'll put Maddie Osborne at the line where she'll be shooting two shots.
That foul is on Audrey Earhart, her first personal foul, second team foul on the Panthers.
At the free throw line, Maddie Osborne. She averages 8 points per ball game on the season. First free throw is up and good. She got that one down. Osborne, first point for Pawnee City. 4-1, your score. Palmyra on top. 6:24 to play in the first period here in Beatrice. Osborne ready for her second free throw. It's on the way up, and this shot is good also. Got them both. Maddie Osborne hits a pair, and it's 4-2. Palmyra on top. For the Lady Panthers, Riley Walder brings the ball across the timeline. She's in a double-team trap here on the near side. Puts it inside the paint on the right wing, driving lay-in up, off, over the whistle, and a foul, and we're going to have Grace Green going to the free throw line.
That foul is on Addie Sisko, her first personal foul, first team foul on Pawnee City.
Grace Green has 2 points in the ball game on a field goal. This will be her first attempt from the charity stripe tonight. Green stands at the foul line, takes aim, puts the first shot up and off the back rim. It bounced out, would not stay down for us. She'll get another attempt. Clock shows 6:14 to play here in the first quarter, 4-2. Palmyra up early in this championship game. Grace Green ready for her second shot. On the way, up, and this one rimmed off also, and Osborne is there for the rebound for the Indians. Gives the outlet pass to Gatula, down court to Sisko. Sisko to Osborne. Osborne in the paint, driving layup. She will be fouled, and we're going to put Maddie Osborne right back to the line as she got fouled going in toward the layup.
That foul is on Grace Green. It's her second personal foul, third team foul on Palmyra.
Green is probably going to leave the lineup after she picked up her second, waiting to check in as Zylie Battercher. At the free throw line, Maddie Osborne, 2-for-2 so far tonight. Just a moment ago, this one is up and off. Hit the iron, bounced off to the right side. Well, she's going to come in, replacing Grace Green. It's going to be Zylie Battercher, just a freshman, into the lineup now for Palmyra. Maddie Osborne, 2 out of 3 so far tonight. Here's her second free throw. It's on the way up and good. She put that one right down the middle. Absolutely no wear and tear on the rim whatsoever on that shot.
No, that was straight net.
Nothing but nylon. 4-3, your score. Palmyra on top as they come on the attack offensively. A cross-court pass in the paint, trapped underneath the basket was Vasa. She kicks it out to the left wing to Earhart. Earhart again finds Riley Walder, top of the key, around the horn to the right side perimeter. Little 8-foot floater's up and off, no good. The ball's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Pawnee City's basketball. Indians will have the ball.
We got 5:44 remaining in the first quarter. The Panthers lead the Indians 4-3 as of now.
Full court pressure now by Palmyra. Gatula inbounds the ball to Benson. Back to the near side. It comes to Emily's Gatula. Oh, she had her pass stolen away by Riley Walder. Passes it in. Driving lay-in up and good by Zylie Vandercher. The freshman just checked in a few seconds ago and already has a basket. Now the ball tipped away from Gatula. She's trapped in backcourt. Pass is deflected, knocked away. Timeout's going to be taken by Pawnee City. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3.
Dalton Knippelmeyer with you as we welcome you back inside the Beatrice City Auditorium. Beautiful day from UDECA's basketball. Temperature got up into the 40s today. The highways are clear. No snow to contend with. There's a turnover down court taken away by Palmyra. They bring it in and put it inside to Riley Walder. She's double teamed in the paint. Now out into the corner. A long three is up. It's off. No good. And there's Sisko with the rebound. Outlet pass comes to Gatula. Emily Gatula down court. Gets it across the timeline. Baseline left side to Benson. Gets Benson back to Gatula. Long three off the back of the iron. Sisko has the rebound. Kicks it out to Kara Pierce. Pierce with a long three. Bank shot. No, it's a two. They say her foot was on the line. Kara Pierce got the two from the top of the circle. 6-5 your score now. Palmyra up by one. And again, Riley Walder got trapped. She got rid of it. Gatula with the steal down to Benson. Benson driving lay-in up and good. Give Gatula the assist. Kinsley Benson with the basket. And Pawnee City with their first lead of the ballgame. The Indians up 7-6. Palmyra into forecourt. Bounce pass. Left side baseline. Shot is up. Whistle and a foul is going to be called. Eddie Sisko, I think, is going to get tagged here.
Yeah, that'll be her second personal foul and second team foul on the Indians.
And stepping to the free throw line will be Kaylee Thompson. She has 2 points from the field. This will be her first attempt from the free throw line tonight. Free throw is on the way up and good. Kaylee Thompson now has 3 points in the ballgame, and that ties us up at 7 apiece. Checking in for Palmyra, Shaylee Vandercher into the lineup now, a sophomore. On the floor for the Palmyra Panthers. The shot is up off the back of the iron. The second one won't go for Kaylee Thompson. And the rebound to Pawnee City. There's a driving lay-in up. Nice move to the basket. Great move to the basket there by Maddie Osborne. She just went between two defenders and kind of threaded her way down the lane. Now a reach-in foul is going to be called on the Indians. Who they get on this one?
A foul is on Kinsley Benson, her first personal foul, and 13th foul on the Indians.
It was a foul on the floor, not a shooting foul. 9-7 your score. Pawnee City up by 2 with 4 minutes and 9 seconds to go in the first quarter here in Beatrice. Palmyra sets their offense with a pass into the corner to Vandercher. Back out onto the right wing, Riley Walder, a cross-court pass to the near side, comes with it to Thompson. Baseline left side now. Again, Riley Walder inside the free throw circle, put a bounce pass to the corner. Walder gets it back, long three up, in and out, and a fight for the rebound. Everybody after it is going to be touched last by Pawnee City. There were bodies all over the floor down there, Dalton. They were getting after it. Inbounding the pass will be Addison Vasa. Vasa stands on the left side, baseline under the basket. The ball tipped away and stolen by Osborne. Now she's tied up and a whistle and a jump ball is called. Possession arrow, I believe, is going to stay with the Panthers. Palmyra will have the ball. Addison Vasa, just a senior, inbounds it right in front of the Pawnee City bench. Into Walder with it. Riley Walder, I said at the pregame, she's kind of the spark plug that runs this offensive engine. Walter has a pass down into the corner to Thompson. Thompson backs in against Gatula, can't get a look at it, and the ball taken away by Osberg. Then Kara Pierce starts up the court. She got it stolen right back by Addison Vasa, and Vasa gives it to Walter. Walter in the paint. Oh, nice handoff. And Walter gave it over to her teammate, Badiger. Chaley missed a point-blank lay-in. Fast break the other direction. Benson coming down court, just lost the handle on the ball out of bounds.
Got a foul called here.
Okay.
It's on Kaylee Thompson, her first personal foul and fourth team foul on the Panthers.
So that's already four team fouls, Dalton, with 3:11 to go here in the period. A good chance that perhaps Pawnee City might shoot some free throws here.
We had a sub here. Audrey Earhart checked in for Kaylee Thompson.
All right, Pawnee City inbound the ball. Osborne wants to go up with a shot over the defender. Off the glass, no. Rebound comes down. Addison Vasa clears it out. Vasa pushes the ball down court quickly. Oh, she drug the pivot foot over there and got away with it. On the baseline, the ball goes out of bounds, and Riley Walter got triple-teamed under the bucket and just lost the handle on the basketball. Pawnee City gets it back. Full-court pressure now by the Panthers. Emily Scatula inbound it. The inbound pass is deflected, knocked away. Good defense over there by Vasa. They'll try it again, this time from down in the corner. This full court pressure. Now, wait a minute. The official coming in from the far side, he may say that
shot clock? Yeah. Reset
okay.
It.
Yeah, they'll reset the shot clock. Inbounding the ball will be Emily Scatula. Full court pressure. Emily's having a tough time. Got it in. Ottersberg out ahead of everybody. Has the ball tipped away. Knocked out of bounds. That was a good effort by Chaley Badiger to get up behind Ottersberg and knock the ball away. Went out of bounds. It'll be Pawnee City's basketball. Kara Pierce to inbound it. She stands on the baseline. The left side under her own basket. Oh, into Ottersberg, who was fouled as she goes up with a shot. Cameron will be at the basket at the line shooting two.
A foul's on Chaley Badiger. It's her first personal foul and fifth team foul on the Panthers.
So any more fouls, Pawnee City shooting anyway. At the line, Cameron Ottersberg shooting two. She has not scored yet tonight. First shot is up and good. The 5'8 senior makes her first free throw attempt, her first point of the night. Timeout taken on the floor. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, we got a scoring update from across the street over at the Beatrice Middle School. Over in the consolation bracket, the Sterling Jets have defeated Lewiston. The final, Sterling 40 and Lewiston 28. And the other consolation bracket game played earlier there this afternoon, it was Southern defeating Parkview Christian. 50-5 was the final of that one. Thanks to R.J. Hickey. He's the clock operator across the street, and he's texting us those scores as they become available. All right, ready to get back at it. At the free throw line will be Cameron Ottersberg, shooting the second of two. She made the first one. Second one is off the back of the iron and won't drop. And the rebound comes down to Palmyra. Here come the Panthers down court into the corner, baseline right side. Losing her dribble down there in the corner is Vasa. Vasa finally gets the ball back up to Riley Walter at the top of the key. All right, Palmyra setting it up. Walter across court pass to the right side, trying to penetrate. Nothing there. The ball taken away by Maddie Osberg. Maddie backs it out, now gives the ball up to Emily Scatula, and Gatula will bring the ball up court to set it up for Pawnee City. Here's Gatula to the left side of the lane. She's tied up, double-teamed. Jump ball, held ball is called. Possession arrow, Pawnee City. Back into the ballgame for Palmyra now. Kaylee Thompson. Thompson started the ballgame. A senior, she'll come in to replace Chaley Badiger. Kara Pierce will inbound the ball for the Indians on the baseline left side under the backboard. That is the south end here. Lobs it up top. Oh, it goes over the head of Emily Scatula. She can do that. Chase it down in backcourt. That's not over and back. Nobody touched it in forecourt. Some of the fans would beg to differ.
Yeah.
Kara Pierce with the ball. You ever notice the most vocal fans are the ones that don't know the rules?
Yeah.
Kara Pierce on the right side tied up. Another jump ball is called. The one I was hearing last night over and over and over was over the back, ref, over the back. There is no such call.
There's no over the
if
back.
If you're tall enough basketball. That you can reach out there and take the rebound away from a shorter player, that is not a foul.
Yeah.
Over the back, ref. Hear that a lot. Here's a whistle. That is a foul across the way. Who's this one on?
That is on Audrey. No.
Emily's.
Yeah. Emily's Gatula, her first personal foul, fourth team foul on the Indians. 10-7 is your score. Indians over Panthers. Minute 50 remaining in the first.
Panthers with the basketball working to the right side in the paint. A little float to the top and off doesn't go. Battle for the rebound. Gatula comes out with it. She's got a couple of defenders chasing her. Gets it into forecourt. Benson jump shot left side. It's short. Rebound to Ottersberg. Follow shot for Cameron. It's up off no good. The ball goes out of bounds. And it was tipped away by Kara Pierce. Pawnee City touched it last. They'll give it back to Palmyra. Down to 91 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here in the girls' B Division Championship of the 96th Annual UDECA's Tournament, Palmyra with the basketball, Riley Walter to set the offense. To the near side corner to Bassa. Bassa holds it for a minute, looks for Walter down inside the paint, can't get it there. Now Kaylee Thompson handles it. Left side, Bassa once again. She's double-teamed and triple-teamed. Turnaround shot is up and good. And getting the basket to fall was Riley Walter, her first bucket of the night, and she will be at the line for the and one.
The foul is on Emily Scatula, her second personal foul, and 15 foul Pawnee City.
At the free throw line, Riley Walter for the and one. She got the basket. She's shooting one shot. Hits this one. She could tie the game up with a minute 10 to go in the first quarter. Free throw is up. It's good, and we're all tied at 10 apiece. 1:09 to go first period. Inbound pass. Maddie Osborne comes. Oh, the pass is too tall for Gatula. Goes out of bounds. Coach here is claiming it was tipped. Let's see if this official comes up.
They're not saying anything.
They're not going to give him a tip, so it'll stay with Palmyra. Now the Panthers a chance to take the lead with 1 minute to go in the quarter. On the right wing is Bossa. Long, deep, right side three, up and off, no good. Rebound to Osborne. Outlet pass, Gatula. Down court to Benson. Kinsley Benson almost had it dribbled away from her. Got the handle on it. Back up top to Gatula. On the right side, this is Kara Pierce on the right elbow. Pierce in the paint. Driving lay-in up. Oh, it's set on the rim and then wouldn't drop for her. Kara Pierce, nice move to the basket.
Yeah.
Just couldn't finish and get it to drop. Down court in the lane with a driving lay-in. Shot is up. Riley Walter. No, and once again, Maddie Osborne is there for the rebound. Has the ball taken away from her. Now Riley Walter goes up with a shot. And we're going to get a foul on Osborne, I'm pretty sure, and probably have Walter at the line shooting, too.
Yeah, that foul is on Maddie Osborne. It's her first personal foul. Pawnee City's over the limit here.
At the free throw line, shooting two shots, will be Riley Walter. She is 1-for-1 from the line so far tonight, has 3 points in the ballgame. Trying to break the tie and put her team up, and she does. That puts Palmyra back on top now, 11-10. Been a hard-fought ball game so far in this first quarter. Neither team able to establish much of a lead here. Second free throw coming up for the senior, Riley Walter. It's up, and this one is off, and Cameron Ottersberg is there with the rebound. Down court to Kinsley Benson. Benson between the rings, top of the circle to Gatula. Gatula to the right side, Kara Pierce. Open look for Pierce, up and off, no good. Ottersberg battles for the rebound. Riley Walter comes out with it. One-on-two fast break. Walter in between defenders, took it up and laid it off the glass. I told you during the pregame she was one to watch there, Dalton. Riley Walter now with 6 points. There's a buzzer after one quarter. Our score, Palmyra 13, Pawnee City 10. We'll be back after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to live coverage of the 96th Annual UDECA's Tournament on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
January is National Blood Donor Month, and Nemaha County Hospital encourages you to give the gift of life. Blood donations are critical for patients in need, and your contribution can make a significant difference. Contact Carla Pettijohn at 402-274-6127 to learn how and where to donate. Working together, we can save lives. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
Sunny 101.3.
Our presenting sponsors for this live coverage of the Mudecas Tournament include Community Insurance Group and also Wary Brothers Mortuary, serving families all across southeast Nebraska. Wary Brothers Mortuary and Community Insurance Group are presenting sponsors for this broadcast. Benson feeds it inside to Cisco. Shot up by Eddie Cisco. Not a thing of beauty, but she turned around and got it in the hole. It went down for Addie Cisco. Makes it 13-12. The lead is cut to 1 now for Palmyra. Panthers with the basketball. Corner, baseline right side. Batterchair handles it. Can't get a look at the basket. Feeds it inside the paint. Turnaround, fall-away shot. Nice move to the bucket by Kaylee Thompson. Thompson with 5 points now for the Lady Panthers. 15-12. The lead is back to 3 for Palmyra. Kinsley Benson feeds it into Osborne, top of the key. Emily Scatula, top of the circle. Goes between defenders. Kicks it to Benson. Open look, long 2. Short off the rim. Rebound comes down to Palmyra. Palmyra is out-rebounding Pawnee City by a long shot down here. Indians have had very few second half or second chance shots. They put up one shot, and the rebound usually goes to Palmyra. At the top of the circle, thinking about it was Grace Green. Instead, comes to the left side with it to Battersher. Inside, jump shot off the paint, no. Rebound pulled down again by Palmyra, and now taken away by Maddie Osborne. Osborne gives it up to Emily Scatula. She'll come down court, be picked up defensively. There's a steal on the down court pass. Breakaway, Grace Green. Green with a move to the bucket. Got it. Grace Green did a great job of going around the defender and then laying it in from the opposite side. 17-12. The lead is 5. This is the biggest lead for Palmyra of the ball game, a 5-point advantage. Kara Pierce. Oh, she put a bounce pass to Catula in the corner. Emily's lost it and went out of bounds. Got a substitute in for Palmyra. Zyme Patricher comes in for Riley Walter. Walter's going to take a breather. Now she's earned it. Riley Walter works hard down here. A cross-court pass to the far side. Addison Vasa gets it across the timeline. Baseline underneath the left side of the basket. Shot is up and good by Kaylee Thompson. Thompson has 7 points in the ballgame. And now Palmyra's starting to open up an advantage here, up by 7, their biggest lead. You got to be wondering if, Coach, there's a nice move by Kinsley Benson in the paint. I started to say you got to be wondering if Coach Tim Cluck might not be thinking about a timeout here. The momentum has kind of shifted in the last minute or so. Palmyra down court all the way to the free throw line. Bounce pass in the paint. Stolen away by Gatula. And then gave it right back with a bad pass and a lay-in up. And this time the rebound to Cisco. Again, the pass comes to Gatula. Down court to Benson. Benson across the timeline. Kinsley. Feeds it underneath to Osborne. Osborne with a shot. Couldn't get it, but she'll be fouled. Maddie Osborne has a way of drawing the foul when she puts the shot up. You know how she, notice how she leans into the defender and gets the contact.
The foul is on Audrey Earhart, her second personal foul, first team foul on the Panthers in the second quarter.
At the free throw line, Maddie Osborne. She has hit 3 out of 4 tonight, has 5 points in the ballgame. Here shooting 2 shots. The first one is up and good. Osborne now 4 out of 5 from the charity stripe and has 6 points. Emily Scatula will take a breather, and to replace her comes Erica Gira. Erica is a 5'2 sophomore. You heard that right, 5'2.
Yeah.
Sophomore, a good day standing on a phone book. There's a free throw from the Shot is up and good for Maddie Osborne. She's now made 5 out of 6 from the line, has 7 points for the Indians. That pulls Pawnee City back within 3 at 19-16. There's a long shot from the left side for 3, up and good. Grace Green hit the 3 from the left elbow, 22-16. Lead is back to 6 in the paint, driving lay-in. Up and good, got it to fall. Nice move by Kinsley Benson, and she drew the foul. She'll be at the line for the and one. Shaylee Battinger tagged for the personal on Shaylee, her second personal, second team foul of the quarter on the Panthers. At the line will be Kinsley Benson. She has 6 points. This will be her first try from the free throw line, shooting the and one. Benson takes aim, launches the shot. It's up, and it is off the iron. No, couldn't get it, but wait a minute. We may have had a lane violation. She'll get another shot at it. That does not count as a miss.
I want you to watch here when Kinsley Benson lines up for a free throw. Her feet are pointed at the people to her left on the lane.
They sure are. She stands there sideways, doesn't she? Benson's second attempt at her first shot. It's up. This one is off. Does not go. Rebound, Palmyra. 4:59 to go here in the first half. The Panthers in the paint. Fall away, 10-foot jumper short. Rebound, Panthers. Another follow shot. Sisko's there to snare that one. Addy Sisko does a good job under the bucket there rebounding.
Yeah.
She's a big girl. She takes up some space, and it's really hard to take a rebound away from Addy Sisko on the baseline. Once she gets her hands on the ball and clamped down on it, it's hers.
Yeah.
In the paint, a little floater by Kara Pierce, and now Pierce is going to be called for personal.
It's on Grace Green. Green's third personal foul, 13th foul on the Panthers.
Kara Pierce, we thought she maybe got a broken nose the other night at the Beatrice Middle School. She had her nose all swollen up. That shot is up and off. She's not wearing any kind of a protective mask, but she had a nosebleed and caught it right in the nose on Monday.
Is this a thing now where we stand sideways to shoot free throws?
Must be. I never did. But Kara Pierce, second free throw attempt. She missed the first one. This one rims around and then got it. That's what we call a 360 free throw. All the way around the rim, 360 degrees, and then falls in and go down the drain. 22-19, a three-point lead now. For the Palmyra Panthers, they have the basketball with 4:23 to go here in the first half. Riley Walder, top of the circle, working to the left against Kara Pierce. Pierce won't let her in the paint. Flips it into the corner. Open look, right side, long shot up and off, no good. Osborne there for the rebound. Maddie holds on to a minute, now gives the ball up. Down court comes Erica Gira. Gira working one-on-one, reverses across to Pierce into the corner left side. Benson. Benson in the paint. Got double team back up top to Pierce. Here comes Osborne. Shot off the glass. Oh, she had a nice look at it. Just couldn't get it to fall. 9 times out of 10, she's probably going to hit that shot.
Yeah.
3:48 to go here in the first half. 22-19. Long three left side corner. No. A battle for the rebound. Follow shot. It's up and off. No good. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Indians. We'll see who it's on.
Foul is on Erica Gira. Her first personal foul and first team foul on the Indians.
Stepping to the free throw line for Palmyra, Shaylee Battinger. Battinger, just a sophomore, has not scored tonight. Here, shooting her first free throw. It's on the way up and good. Shaylee Battinger got that one down. First half of a basketball doubleheader tonight here on Sunny 101.3. Up next will be the Class A Girls Championship. Looking forward to that one. Second shot is up and off. No good for Shaylee Battinger. Couldn't get it to fall. 3:36 to go in the first half. Benson with the basketball. Tries to penetrate into the paint. Here a long three left corner off the rim. Osborne tries to come down with a rebound. She'll get called for the foul there. She made contact.
Yep.
That's her
second personal foul. Second team foul, Indians. That's one of those where the fans want to say it's an over the back, but it's a push. It's what they call it.
That's what it's called, is a push. There's almost stolen away by Pierce. Thought she had it for a moment. Now they come back to Riley Walder inside the free throw circle. Kicks it to the corner. Baseline right side. Thompson stolen away by Gira. The defenders caught up to her quickly. She decided to just hold it up and set the offense. Gira knew she wasn't going to outrun those people, so she held it up. to the near side to Pierce. Off to Benson. A lot of contact there. No whistle. Guerra, long three from the corner. Off the rim, no. Rebound comes down to Riley Walter. Walter will push it down the court quickly. On to the left side. The ball is loose. Tie up on the floor. Everybody after it. Held ball is going to be called. And the possession arrow favors the Panthers. Palmyra will have the ball under their own basket. Ottersburg back into the ballgame. Gatula also checking in, replacing Cisco and Gura. Panthers basketball, left side baseline, Addison Bossa to inbound it. Bossa lobs it into the top of the circle to Riley Walter. Long three from the corner, doesn't go. And the rebound to Gatula. Emily's Gatula gets it down to Kinley Vincent. Benson on the left elbow, almost had it knocked away up top. Gatula's going to launch a long three. Came up just short. The ball goes out of bounds. Emily shakes her head after that one, wishing she had it back. 2:33 to go here in the first half.
Yeah, the Panthers lead at 23-19 over the Indians.
All right. They're walking with the basketball. A turnover, unforced turnover there. She put the brakes on and just couldn't get stopped in time. The ball being turned over there by Addison Vasa. So now Pawnee City with the chance to chip away at that four-point deficit. They're down 5-4. Gatula goes to Benson, left wing. To the near side, Kara Pierce in the paint. Gatula, open look, 12-footer, it's short. Rebound, Ottersburg, tried to go up with a follow shot. Had the ball stripped away from her. Fast break coming the other direction. They throw it away. The ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Pawnee City's basketball. Stay tuned for our halftime show coming up in a couple of minutes. We'll take a look at the first half scoring, let you know how each of the individual players did. We'll also recap the scores from games played earlier today here at the tournament. That'll be coming up at halftime. Emily Scatula feeds it into Osborne in the paint. To the right side, around the horn, back to Benson. Now to the near side, Kara Pierce, open look, long two. Pawnee City just not shooting the ball well tonight. Oh. They've had several really good looks. Oh, ball stolen by Pierce. Goes into Benson. Benson goes up with a shot, and Kinsley will be fouled. We'll put the 5-foot, 5-inch sophomore Kinsley Benson at the line. She'll be shooting two shots.
We got a foul on Xylee Badinger. It's her first personal foul and a fourth team foul on the Panthers.
All right, at the line, shooting two, Kinsley Benson. Benson puts the first shot on the way up and off the iron. No good. She'll get another attempt. Minute 41 to go before half here. It's a four-point ball game. Benson trying to cut into it. Kinsley Benson, second shot is up. It's good. She got that one. Kinsley now one out of three from the line. She has 7 points for the Indians. Across the timeline come the Panthers and the basketball. Riley Walter almost lost it to the left elbow to Badinger. That's Xylee Badinger. Back up top to Riley Walter. 19 on the shot clock. They're using all that shot clock up this time, up by three as they are right now. Addison Vasa dribbles to the corner. She's trapped down on the baseline in trouble. And I think she tried to throw the ball off one of the Pawnee City girls, but a foul is going to be called on the Indians.
We got a foul on Cameron Ottersberg, her first personal foul, 13th foul on the Indians.
A minute 15 to go here in the first half. It's a 3-point Palmyra lead. They inbound the ball. They get a new shot clock, 35 seconds with which to work. To the near side, the pass comes to Badinger. Xylee, here's a three from the corner that doesn't go. Gatula is there for the rebound, then had the ball taken away from her. In traffic, the ball is loose on the floor. Everybody after it finally picked up and kicked to the right side to Kaylee Thompson. Thompson, they pass it around the horn. Three from the corner left side. It's off, no good. And Gatula with the rebound. Emily's Gatula this time clears it out and brings it down across the timeline to the right side to Kara Pierce. Pierce holds the ball on the right elbow. Into traffic to Benson. A lot of collision, a lot of contact, no whistle. The ball tipped away out of bounds. It'll be Pawnee City's basketball with 24 seconds on the shot clock. 38 seconds to play in the period. Indians are down by three. Kara Pierce inbounds it. Osborne goes around with a shot. No foul that time. Rebound comes to Palmyra. They push it down on the fast break. Driving lay-in up. No, doesn't go. Try for follow shot. It won't go. Try for putback. Again, won't go. And finally, Ottersburg comes up with the rebound for Pawnee City. 22 seconds to go in the quarter. Benson to the right side. Oh, she threw it too tall to the corner. Not good ball handling at all here in the first half. Pawnee City with another turnover. And that gives the Panthers 16 seconds with which to work. Indians had a chance to play for a final shot there, Dalton. They put it up and now put the ball back into the hands of Palmyra. End of the game for Pawnee City, Taylan Bleka, 5'6 sophomore, making her first appearance in the ball game. Taylan Bleka, T-A-E-L-Y-N, Taylan. 23-20, Palmyra up near the midcourt. She's trapped over there. The ball got away. Looked like it was tipped away by Bleka. Clock down to 9.9 seconds now. Actually, Pawnee City has another foul to give here if they want to slow them up from getting down and shooting the ball. Left wing inside the paint. Ball is bobbled. There's a long three that's up off the glass. Doesn't go. Follow shot put back. It's good. The last one. Two.
Audrey Earhart.
Yes. That was Earhart that got it to drop at the buzzer. And that was a tough break there for the Pawnee City Indians because now they go to the locker room down by 5-20. Don't go away. We'll be back with a halftime scoring recap coming up after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to Mudeikis Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Are you looking for a fun activity for your 4 to 6-year-old? Sign up for the Shadow Boogie Kids Camp at Heller Martial Arts. Starting February 3rd, this 6-week camp teaches your child the basics of Taekwondo and defense against bullies. Campers get a t-shirt and a board break. Sign up today. Space in the Shadow Boogie Kids Camp is limited. 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts in Fall City. 402-380-3383.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside the Beatrice City Auditorium. Randy Gatula, along with Dalton Knippelmeyer tonight, our continuing coverage of this 96th annual Mudeikis basketball tournament. It's halftime of the girls' B Division Championship, and at the half, the Palmyra Panthers are leading the Pawnee City Indians 25-20, our halftime score. Let's look at the scoring. First of all, for Palmyra, they're led by Grace Green with 7. Kaylee Thompson came off the bench, also has 7. 6 points for Riley Walter. Adding 2 was Audrey Earhart right there at the buzzer. Zylie Badditcher with 2 and Shaylee Badditcher with 1 for the Panthers, total of 25. Free throw shooting, Palmyra hit 4 out of 9 from the line in the first half. Scoring for your Pawnee City Indians, Kinsley Benson with 7. Maddie Osborne also has 7 points. 3 for Kara Pierce at halftime. Cameron Ottersberg with 2. And Addie Sisko added 2 for their total of 20. From the free throw line, Pawnee City was 8 out of 13 at the charity stripe. 25-20, that's our halftime score here in the girls' B Division Championship. In the games played earlier this afternoon and this evening, the Class B Division third-place consolation game went to Meridian. They defeated BDS 48-29. The Class A third-place consolation game, Diller-Odell with the win over Freeman. The final there, Diller-Odell 52, Freeman 34. Over across the street at the Beatrice Middle School, over in the consolation bracket to the left side, it was Southern defeating Parkview Christian by a final of 50-5. And Sterling over Lewiston, 40-28. We've got a couple more games going on over there. R.J. Hickey is standing by across the street. He's actually the clock operator over there, and he's texting us final scores. So we appreciate R.J. keeping us updated. Right now we're going to send it back to the Sunny 101.3 studios for 2 minutes of important sponsor information, the update of the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. That's coming up. You're listening to Mudeca's Tournament on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get involved in community service. Become an active member of a service organization or church group. Our community is a great place to live. All of us at Frontier Bank are working together to create a powerful force for the good of the community. There's no greater gift than a gift of giving.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
Trailers, farm supplies, hardware, lawn and garden. Paint and tools, family clothing, boots and jeans. There's so much to our store, you'll find what you're looking for. We're glad to answer questions, full service guarantee. Farm and City Supply is where you'll find it. Farm and City Supply is country popping through and through. We take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sunny 101.3
weather. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your weather for the tri-state area. As we head into tonight, we're going to be right around our average low temperatures for this time of year, and as we head into the weekend, by Saturday night, our low temperatures will drop into the single digits, and then by Sunday night, we'll get even colder with negative single digits projected. Sunday night's going to be cold. Average highs on this time of year, 34 degrees, and our average lows around 13 degrees. For tonight, the chance of rain showers will continue with a chance of snow showers through the overnight under partly cloudy skies at the low around 14 degrees, with north-northwest winds at 15 to 20, gusting as high as 25 miles per hour. On Saturday, we're looking at lots of sunshine, high near 21 degrees, with north winds at 15 to 20, gusting as high as 25 miles per hour again. Saturday night looks partly cloudy with a low around 4 degrees, north-northwest winds at 5 to 10 and gusting as high as 20 miles per hour. I'm weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick on Sunny 101.3.
A global leader filled with hometown spirit, FAST Global Solutions is proud to support area school athletics. Trusted by companies from all over the globe, FAST Global Solutions is an industry leader in airline, air cargo, and material handling equipment. Our high-quality, innovative products are backed by an experienced team with small-town values. Just like student-athletes, FAST Global Solutions is committed to excellence in providing winning solutions for our customers, community, and employees. Visit us at FastSolutions.com to learn more.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Jen's Country Meat has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dent has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dent's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dent's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
We welcome you back inside the Biafra City Auditorium. It's halftime of the Girls B Division Championship at the half. Elmira leading Pawnee City 25-20. Dalton Kniffelmeyer, you've got an update from across the street.
Yeah, after the end of the first quarter, the Tri-County Trojans lead the HRS Titans by a score of 10-6.
All right, and that's in the A division over on the consolation bracket. Back to live action here. Pawnee City will have the first possession to start this second half. They bring it into forecourt with Kara Pierce at the top of the key. Off to Benson on the right wing. She penetrates in, collision on the baseline. Shot is up, no, and they're going to get her for traveling. Well, the defender was there. There was a collision, and Pawnee City called for the travel. That'll turn the ball back to Palmyra with a five-point lead. Opening seconds of the second half with the dribble is Grace Green.
Then
the right
travel.
Side and another travel. We've seen a lot of turnovers, haven't we, Dalton? I'm being kind.
I can't. Let's just say it's not enough that I can count my fingers and maybe my toes.
Yeah, they found a lot of different ways to do it. Double dribble, travel, throwing the ball out of bounds,
yep.
Throwing it off your player's head. A little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Pawnee City with the ball. Pierce at the top of the circle, comes to the left side, gives it up to Osborne. Maddie backs it out between the rings. Now reverses her dribble under the right elbow. Picks up the dribble, needs help. Has the ball knocked away, and it's going to be stolen. Coming up with a loose ball, Audrey Earhart. Earhart gets it into corner to Riley Walter. Riley Walter under the basket. And standing on the baseline with the ball, there's another way to turn it over.
All right, so we have, what do we have, three or four possessions to start the half with three turnovers.
Yep, Grace Green dribbled the ball out of bounds. That's another way to do it. They have found every way possible to turn the ball over. Into the corner, right side. Pawnee City sets it up. Pierce lobs it inside. Benson, turnaround shot, partially blocked. A battle after this, and Addy Sisco might have got away with one there.
Yeah, I would say so.
She tied it up with Riley Walter. Held ball is called. I still call it a jump ball.
I'm surprised we didn't hear it over the back from some of the fans on that one.
The possession arrow favors Palmyra. Here's a steal back the other direction. Benson's got the ball. Gatula's out ahead of her. Goes to Gatula. Shot it up. Couldn't get it. Follow shot. Still won't go for Annalise Gatula. She had two shots point blank range. Couldn't get it down. Rebound comes down to Palmyra into forecourt. Grace Green at the free throw line. Picks up her dribble. Kicks it out to the left elbow to Thompson. Thompson in the paint. Stumbles. Walks around defenders. Puts it underneath. The ball is loose. It's fought for. On the floor. Everybody after it. Now they kick it around. Riley Walter, her shot is up and off. And finally, Maddie Osborne puts a stop to all the nonsense down there and grabs up the basketball. Kicks it to the right side, Pierce with it. Pierce to the top of the circle, gives it up to Gatula to the left side, Benson. Benson to Addie Sisco. Her shot is up over the top, doesn't go. I guess that was a shot.
Yeah.
Ball came out of there, went toward the basket. Left wing, top of the circle, Palmyra. Riley Walter sets it up. Right wing, Addison Vasa. Vasa feeds it into the corner to Green. Green lost it under there for a moment. Ball is grabbed up. Loose is up. No, Addie Sisco has the rebound. Sisco gives it up to Gatula, and Emelise will bring it down court. Benson lost the handle on the baseline. She's in trouble. Tried to put a pass back to Gatula that is stolen. Fast break comes Riley Walter. Kara Pierce back on defense. Oh, Walter with a nice pass.
Grace Green.
Headed ahead to her. Grace Green, her teammate. And Grace Green now has 9 points in the ballgame. That's the first 2 points of this third period. And we've played 2.5 minutes before anybody scored. trying to get it inside the Auburn ball, tipped away by Palmyra, out of bounds. Subs in for the Panthers. Back into the ballgame, Zylie Badinger and Chaley Badinger. Must be sisters, I would guess.
I would guess.
Both checking back in. 5:23 to go, third quarter. It's 27-20. Palmyra up by 7 now. Pierce, oh, inbounds the ball. Another turnover. Gives it right back to Palmyra. Fast break the other direction. Driving layup, no. Ball is tipped on the baseline. Coming out of the traffic with it is the Panthers. They put it into the corner on the left side. Open look, Fossa doesn't take it. Fossa brings it up to the top of the circle to Badinger. Now Riley Walter will set the offense with a pass back to give and go. Walter, turnaround jumper, no. Addy Sisko rebound. Sisko, outlet pass Benson to Kara Pierce on the far side in the paint. Osbert, shot is up. No whistle foul. Maddie Osbert be at the line. She'll be shooting two shots. Who's this one on, Dalton?
That is on Kaylee Thompson. That is her second personal foul, first team foul on the Panthers.
Addie Osbert at the line. Good news is she has hit 5 out of 6 tonight from the line. She has 7 points. Maddie's had a good line, a good night at the line.
She just jinxed her, Randy.
Yeah, it's called the radio announcer's jinx. I'm sorry, Maddie. Yeah. Prove me wrong here, young lady. Free throw is on the way up, and it is off. No good. Yeah, John Nixon always gives that to me whenever I mention that somebody has strung 5 or 6 free throws in a row. Inevitably, they'll get the miss. Audrey Earhart back in the lineup now for the Panthers. Maddie Osbert is a 5'8" junior, just returned from a vacation to the Los Angeles area when all the fires broke out. Second shot is up. It's off. Also no good. They got out of there just as the city was starting to burn, I think.
Yeah.
Into forecourt comes Palmyra with the basketball. With the dribble out here is Riley Walter. Walter goes to the corner with her pass on the left side. Comes right back up to Walter. Now Addison Vasa handles it in the paint. Long three off the rim, no. And a struggle for the rebound. Palmyra comes out with it. From the corner, another three is up. This time Osbert gets the rebound. And she tried to pass it back to Katula. It's tipped away. I guess the kindest thing you can say here for the Pawnee City Indians is the passing has not been that crisp.
It's been, all game long, it's been shooting both sides. I'm looking at the sheet here, and we've had 1 3-pointer made the whole game between both teams.
Yeah, and it's not because for lack of shooting.
No, certainly not.
There's another turnover stolen by Riley Walter. Feeds it to her teammate, driving lay-in up and good. The layup by Zylie Badinger. She's got 4 points. And time taken on the floor with 4:06 to go in the third quarter, 29-20. Palmyra up by 9. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Mudeckis Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Flu season is here, but did you know that getting vaccinated can make a huge difference? Each year, flu vaccines prevent millions of illnesses and flu-related doctor's visits. By getting vaccinated, you're not only protecting yourself, but also helping to reduce the spread of the virus to those around you. It's a simple step that can significantly reduce your risk of severe illness and keep you healthier throughout flu season. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about the benefits of flu vaccines. JCHOSP.com.
Sunny 101.3.
The score clock here at the Beatrice City Auditorium shows 4:06 to play in the third quarter, 29-20, Palmyra up by 9. Dalton, did you notice that they completely sanded and refinished the floors here?
It looks very nice.
Iconic.
And along with the wall mat.
Yes, the iconic Beatrice City Auditorium. It's the same floor they have. They just sanded it down and got this nice, bright white lumber to come out under all that sanding.
One more thing I would recommend to them is to try and hang some speakers somewhere.
Yeah.
Because the speakers sitting on the stage are very loud behind scenes.
That just doesn't work. Here comes Pawnee City down court. And on the right side of the ball, got away over there from Eric Aguirre. Another turnover for the Pawnee City Indians. And historic place, the Beatrice City Auditorium. I played in this tournament 55 years ago in this very same building, and the same drapes were hanging on the wall.
Yeah.
Here's a three from the corner that's up and off, no good. Addie Sisko with the rebound. I think the drapes are the only thing they haven't replaced. Well, the wooden chair back.
Yeah,
they've been here a while. people have gotten bigger than they were when those seats were installed, and they're a little tight now over there. There's a ball gets away, goes out of bounds in the corner.
I know. I've heard some people say, man, shall we get some new seats in the auditorium? I've heard that, too.
Yeah, the seats have gotten smaller. At least that's been my experience. It isn't being the we're getting
bigger. I think
bigger.
That's what we'll blame it on.
Yeah. Here comes Palmyra with the basketball, up 29-20 into forecourt, left side of the paint. Ball underneath, shot is up, bounces off, no. Rebound Palmyra, follow shot Riley Walter, no. Rebound put back again, and now a whistle, and a foul is going to be called on the Pawnee City Indians.
Fouls on Kara Pierce, her first personal foul and first team foul on the Indians.
And that is going to send Palmyra to the line. I believe that's Audrey Earhart.
Yeah.
Got that ponytail covering up the number here. Audrey has 2 points tonight. This will be her first attempt from the line. First shot is up and good. That makes it a double-digit lead for the first time tonight for Palmyra by 10, 30-20. Emily Skatula comes out of the ballgame. Cameron Ottersberg checks in for the Pawnee City Indians. Audrey Earhart, second free throw attempt for the Panthers is up. This one is off the iron and doesn't go. Ottersberg had the rebound, then had it knocked away from her. Touch last by Palmyra. Full court pressure by the Panthers. Benson will inbound it against the full court press. Tosses the ball into Erica Guerra, who's in the lineup now. Guerra in replacing Gatula. Pierce comes up the sideline and has to dribble the ball out of bounds right in front of the Pawnee City bench. If you're going to do that, you don't want to do it right in front of your coach.
Yeah.
Turnover gives it back again to Palmyra. Turnovers have been the Achilles heel here for Pawnee City. Down court pass, laying up and good. Audrey Earhart found herself wide open under the bucket. They threw her a long down court pass. Benson brings it into forecourt to Guerra. Guerra has it knocked out of her hands out of bounds. Up off the bench, ready to check back in, comes in Maddie Osborne. Osborne, a 5'8 junior. She will replace Erica Guerra. Guerra sets out. Osborne checks back in after a quick breather. Inbound pass, Cisco. Osborne in the paint. Shot. Oh, it's the back of the rim. And again, follow shot. Osborne, it won't go. Rebound, Cisco on the floor. Trying to get rid of it. I think they're going to say she traveled with the ball. Turn it over.
It was, I don't know.
They'll give the ball back to Palmyra. Turnovers have been the problem for Pawnee City tonight. They just have not been able to take care of the basketball. All right, here comes Palmyra on the attack from the corner. There's a three. That's going to be good. Zylie hits the three. She's got 7 points, and suddenly you look up at the clock, and all at once Palmyra has taken charge of the ballgame and opened up a 15-point lead here, 35-20. Here's Osborne in Ottersberg in the paint. Across to Cisco. Cisco gives back again. Kicks into the corner. Benson. Shot up Benson. Whistle and a foul. And Kinsley Benson will be at the line now where she'll be shooting two shots.
Foul is on Zylie Badger. Second personal foul. Second team foul on the Panthers.
All right. Kinsley Benson has made 1 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. She has 7 points in the ballgame. At the line here, shooting 2 shots for the Indians. Benson. A sophomore, 5'5". Shot is up and got it to go. That one hit the back of the iron, then bounced straight up in the air, and then dropped through the hole for her.
That was Pawnee City's first point of the second half, and there's 2:08 left in this third quarter.
Yep, a long 6 minutes there with no scoring. Kinsley Benson, second free throw on the way. The shot is up. The shot is good. Boy, both of those took a long time to find their way in the hole, but they went down for 35-22. The lead back down to 13 after they were up by 15. Here's Maddie Osborne with a collision with Addison Bassa, and Maddie's going to get tagged.
That's Osborne's third foul, second team foul on the Indians.
Not a shooting foul. It was on the floor. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter, 35-22 now. There's a floater from the right side up and good. Zylie Badger, she's had a big third quarter. She's got 7 here in this period, 9 for the ballgame now. Underneath is Osborne, under the basket, turn around. They just won't drop. Rebound, follow shot, put back, it won't go. And again, Kara Pierce had a chance for a put back, couldn't get it. Now the ball is loose. Palmyra almost lost it. They get it back to the corner, left side. They'll set their offense. Riley Walter for 3 off the iron. The ball tipped around. Sisko in there battling for the loose basketball. Riley Walter again with it, this time at the free throw line. They give it back to Walter. She just shot it a minute ago. Now they're going to back it out here and use up some shot clock. Coach Braston Melbaum said, you know, what's your hurry here? We got 35 seconds. Yeah. We're up right now. Let's take some time off the clock, a 15-point lead. 1:02 to go, 10 on the shot clock. Now they'll start to move toward the basket. 5, down to 4. They need to get a shot off. Here it comes, the long 3, and they got it. Hitting the 3 from the right side. Up and good by Zylie Manager. She's got 10 in this quarter. 45 seconds to go in the third period. Pawnee City down by 18 now. Boy, this has been a tough quarter for the Lady Indians. They have not scored from the field in this entire period. All they've got to show for it so far are 2 free throws.
Yeah.
Elmira with the basketball will come down. Riley Walter handling the ball. The shot clock and the game clock are virtually simultaneous here. 23 seconds to go in each. Left side in the corner. They'll play for the final shot. Riley Walter backs it out. The shot clock at 15. They're pretty much, here's a reach-in foul. It's going to be on Kara Pierce.
That is Pierce's second personal foul, 13th foul on the Indians.
Not a shooting foul. Into the ballgame for Pawnee City. Nevea Bleka makes her first appearance. Bleka checks in. Maddie Osborne will take a breather. Cameron Ottersberg back into the ballgame. Emily Skatula set out to catch her breath here in the final seconds of this period. 40-22, a big quarter for Palmyra here. 15-2, they've outscored Pawnee City. A 3 from the corner that won't go. And a fight for a rebound. Riley Walter follow shot, it won't go. Riley Walter is going to go to the line and shoot 2. Sisko.
Yeah, it's Sisko's third personal foul and fourth team foul on the Indians.
Riley Walter has 6 points. She has hit 2 out of 3 from the charity stripe tonight. All 6 of those came back in the first half. Here she's shooting 2 shots with 0.2 seconds to go in the period. First one is up and good. If she hits this, she can give Palmyra a 20-point lead going into the final stanza.
It's been one a heck of a third quarter for Palmyra.
Yes, it has. Riley Walter, second free throw. It's on the way up, and it is off, no good. No chance for Pawnee to do anything. After 3 quarters, Palmyra leads it 41-22. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Wherry Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Wherry Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Wherry Mortuary, their family serving your family.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
8 minutes to go in this Class B Division Girls Championship. Elmira up 41-22. They outscored Pawnee City 16-2 in that third quarter. 10 of those points coming from Zylie Badicher, the freshman, who came in off the bench. After this one, up next, the Girls A Division Championship. Johnson Brock and Sacred Heart, both teams 12-1 on the year. That's going to be a great ball game.
Yes.
Looking forward to that one. Pawnee City with the ball. Gatula has it on the corner baseline left side. She'll turn around and put up an 18-footer that's short off the front of the rim. And the rebound comes down to Kaylee Thompson. Thompson with the ball at the top of the circle. Into the corner, right side. They feed it down again back to Thompson. Out on the right wing, this is Addison Bossa with the basketball around the horn to the left elbow to Riley Walter. Walter dribbles between the rings to the top of the circle, gives to Thompson, floater up and good. Nice, a Grace Green that was. Nice move by Grace Green to get to the basket as Green dropped it in. Pawnee City comes down, a shot off the right side. That was Kara Pierce. Pierce got that one to fall. She's got 5 points now. That's her second field goal of the night here for
That's
Pawnee
the first
City.
Field goal of the second half for Pawnee City.
Yeah, and it's 7 minutes to go here in this quarter. Timeout taken on the floor with 7:02 to go in the ballgame, 43-24. Pawnee City trailing. We're back in half a minute. You're listening to live coverage of the Mudecas Tournament on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny, 101.3.
Palmyra with the basketball, right side of the lane, moving in, no shot there. Top of the circle, working to the left elbow, Vasa. Vasa beats it down deep in the corner. Again, handling the ball deep is Riley Walter. Walter's the main ball handler on this team. Now Riley goes in for a jump shot from 8 feet away, short off the rim. Teammate has the rebound, ball stolen away by Kara Pierce. Pierce with some good defense on the left side, got the steal, gives up to Emily's Gatula. Gatula into fourth court across the timeline, all the way in, wanted to go for a driving layup. Pierce had set a pick for a screen and got knocked to the floor.
Fouls on Riley Walter, her first personal foul and first team foul on the Panthers.
You got a scoring update there, Dalton?
Yeah, across the street, the Tri-County Trojans lead the HRS Titans 22-8 at halftime.
That's a halftime score. We'll get you a final on that one when it becomes available. Palmyra made the steal again on the baseline. Yet another turnover for the Pawnee City Indians. And here come the Lady Panthers with Riley Walter on the attack. To Kaylee Thompson, right side. Thompson down in the corner, right side of the basket. Feeds up to Addison Vasa. Vasa in traffic. Good job by Pierce. Now Walter for three. Can't get it. Rebound comes down Palmyra. They feed it inside. Shot is put up under the basket by Kaylee Thompson. She's going to get fouled, I think, by Cisco.
Yeah, that foul is on Addie Cisco, her fourth personal foul, first team foul on the Indians here in the fourth quarter.
So stepping up to the free throw line will be Kaylee Thompson. Kaylee is one out of two at the line tonight. She has 7 points in the game. This one is up and good. That makes it a 20-point lead now for Palmyra. Into the lineup for Pawnee City, Cameron Ottersberg back in, replacing Addie Cisco. She sets out with four personals. Kaylee Thompson, second free throw is up. It's good also, right down the middle. She has nine, and this is the biggest lead yet. Palmyra up by 21. 45-24, and Dalton, turnovers have been the story for the Indians. Underneath, Benson was going to take it in for a lay-in, had the ball stripped away by Walter. Walter touched it last. There's a sub in for the Palmyra Panthers. Back into the game comes Chaley Badger. She replaces Audrey Earhart. Coach Braston Melbaum has substituted Freeway. Here's a shot up. Won't go for Osborne. Oh, man, he had an opportunity. Rebound, Gatula. She puts up a shot. It won't go. Now a battle again. Osborne going after the ball. And coming out of there with it is Riley Walter. Boy, I've called her name a lot tonight. Riley Walter's an active ball player here for Palmyra. Walter at the top of the circle. Top of the key left side with the dribble. Kaylee Thompson. Now this is Green handling the ball. There's Walter for three. She hit it. Riley Walter nailed the three. She's in double figures now and has 10 points for the Palmyra Panthers. Full court pressure by Palmyra. They're up by 24. They've now doubled up the score on Pawnee City at 48-24. And here's yet another turnover. They were trying to find Kara Pierce on the baseline. The ball went over her head, out of bounds on the left side baseline, and Palmyra will get the ball back. Under 5 minutes to go in this one. 4:58 to play fourth quarter. 48-24 your score. They've doubled it up on the Indians here. It's spin move in the paint. Turnaround shot up off doesn't go. Kara Pierce has the rebound. Gives the outlet pass out to Gatula. Emily Gatula across the timeline. Finds Kara Pierce in the paint. She walked with it. Another turnover. I haven't kept track of turnovers, and that's probably a blessing.
I would say Pawnee City is at least at 20.
Oh, big collision. Kara Pierce was going for the steal and collided with Addison Bassa.
That is Pierce's third personal foul and second team foul on the Indians.
Has it been for lack of effort? Pierce was going after the basketball and just got into a big collision.
Some subs in here for Pawnee City. Eric Aguirre's back in, and so is Addie Sisco. Sisco in the game with four fouls.
She's back in there, down now 48-24. Palmyra has the basketball. Grace Green to the right side in the corner. Down deep it goes. Thompson around the horn, top of the key with it. They're just passing it around the outside perimeter. Now they penetrate. Sisco there to stop that. Two-pointer from the corner doesn't go. Tipped out of bounds. It'll be Pawnee City's basketball. Turnovers have been the story here tonight, as we said, for the Indians. The Lady Indians have found every way in the book to turn the basketball over. And, you know, Dalton, it goes without saying, every one of those. There's a nice move to the basket by Benson, Kinsley Benson. I started to say every one of those is a lost scoring opportunity when you turn the ball over and give up a possession without getting a shot. All right, in the corner on the right side, handling it deep is Thompson. That's Kaylee Thompson. A skip pass goes across court, back to the top of the circle to Zylie Badacher. Badacher's pass looking for Thompson, wide of the mark. Back into the lineup for Palmyra. Checking in again is Kinley Dorn for the first time tonight. Also back off the bench comes Riley Walter back into the lineup. So Kinley Dorn making her first appearance, and she's out there at the top of the key picking up the defender, trying to work against Benson. They run a weave at the top of the circle. Osborne. Osborne bounce pass right side. Gives it to Gira. Back to the top of the key. Benson with a floater. It won't go. The ball just will not drop tonight for the Indians. Now a struggle, and the ball on the floor. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow favors Palmyra. Don't forget, this is the first half of a doubleheader. We got a second game coming up for you. The A Division Girls Championship.
What? Let's hope that this next game is less turnover prone than this.
Yeah, this one. Well, and Palmyra has played far from error-free basketball themselves. They're winning 48-26. It's hard to argue with that, but they have not played error-free ball either.
Foul here is on Maddie Osborne, her fourth personal and third team for Pawnee City. I will say here, though, here in the second half, Palmyra is winning this game solely off as they haven't turned the ball over as much as the Indians have.
Eric Aguirre back on the floor now for Pawnee City. Underneath, shot up, and good. Oh, they fed it on the baseline.
31.
Underneath and got it into Ellie Fick, and that's Ellie's first point of the night. She just checked into the ballgame. Ellie Fick with a two-pointer. Pass underneath, looking for Sisco. Gira tried to bounce pass into the paint for Sisco. It went off Sisco's leg out of bounds, and yet another turnover. Talking about that A-Division championship, Johnson Brock, Sacred Heart, 12-1 for each team. They have played 26 games between them. They've only lost two. That's some pretty good basketball here in southeast Nebraska. Sacred Heart, Johnson Brock, two perennial powers out here at Budeckis anyway. I've got some stats to share with you on that here in a little bit. Some amazing stats. There's one you're not going to believe when I share it with you in a minute.
Oh, I'm ready for it.
Concerning Johnson Brock. With the basketball, a cross-court pass comes to Benson. Benson takes it in, driving lay-in up off the glass. Couldn't get it. Whistle foul. This time going to go on Palmyra.
Foul is on Ellie Fick, her first personal foul and second team foul on the Panthers.
All right, at the free throw line, shooting two shots for Pawnee City, Kinsley Benson. Benson takes aim for the first shot. It's up and got it. Kinsley Benson got it to drop. She's now made 4 out of 6 from the free throw line, and she has 12 points in the contest. Kinsley Benson, didn't know they'd never had an A, did you? Second shot is up. It's off the back of the iron. Sisco, however, comes down with the rebound. Puts it to the right side to Benson. She tries to put up another shot, and she will be fouled once again. Who's this one on?
That one is on Kinley Dorn, her first personal foul and 13th foul on the Panthers.
At the free throw line, Kinsley Benson. looks to the basket. Benson, free throw. It's on the way. It's up. It is off. No good. Rolled around. Wouldn't drop four. Kinsley with 12 points in the ballgame. She's the leading scorer tonight for Pawnee City. As we're down to 2:21 to go, be sure to stay with us for the postgame show. We'll give you a rundown of the individual scoring. A host of substitutions in now for the Indians. Taylin Bleka back into the lineup, checking in. Also, Navia Bleka into the ballgame. Some of the starters taking a seat here. At the free throw line, Kinsley Benson ready for yet another free throw attempt. Kinsley launches the shot. It's up. It bounces. It went down for her. She made a couple of them like that tonight. Now a timeout taken by Pawnee City with 2:21 to go in the ballgame. It's 50-28. Elmira on top. Don't go away. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Yatula, Dalton Kniffelmeyer, back with you inside the Beatrice City Auditorium. 2 minutes, 21 seconds to play in this B Division Girls Championship.
What an interesting note. I was overhearing some of the other people sitting here. Paul Meyer wins this, it'll be their first Medekins title in A or B Division since 1999.
Wow. Quarter of a century without a win. Fast break the other direction. Here comes Palmyra driving, lay-in up and good. Nice move to the basket there. Ellie Anderson got her first.
I don't think they counted the shot.
Oh, they're going to take
shot.
It away?
Oh, they got a charge.
Oh, my goodness. Looked to me like Ellie Anderson was good all the way there.
They called on Ellie Fick.
Okay, Fick did it before Anderson got the basket. Okay, here's a sub in now for Palmyra, the unknown player checking in. They don't have a 30 on her. See if you can come up with a 30 for the Palmyra girls there. We don't have them on the score sheet into the ballgame. 2:10 to go here in the ballgame. On the dribble in the paint. They feed it underneath, looking for Ottersberg. She couldn't come up with it. Ball flipped away out to Bleck in the corner. Top of the key, handling it is Madeline Gatula in the lineup now. Madeline Gatula into the corner right side. Top of the circle, moving to the basket. It's loose on the floor. Things are getting a little bit ragged here. People all around going after the loose basketball. Madeline Gatula comes out with it. Turnaround, jump shot. Gatula up off, no good. Ottersberg put that one up. Now the rebound back the other direction for Palmyra. Corner right side, long three, baseline, up and off, no good. Rebound comes down to Palmyra, top of the circle.
I don't have a 30. There's not a 30 in here.
Not a 30 in the ballgame. Okay. The mystery player does not appear in the Mudecas program or in the roster that was provided to us by the high school. Well, that's not our fault.
I don't even see her on the picture. So.
Okay. Clock it down to a minute 14 to go. Into the ballgame for Pawnee City. There's another unknown coming in. 15, that's Plager, I believe, is her name for Pawnee City.
Yeah.
1:14 to go. Lob pass in the paint. There's the mysterious 30. Puts up the shot. Doesn't get it. Pawnee City's rebound on the dribble across the timeline. Here they come. Navia Bleka, top of the circle. Bleka tried to put a pass off to the left side and saved from going out of bounds. Clear up on the scores table comes Bree Gira. Bree Gira, Erica Gira, and Danielle Gira are triplets.
Yeah.
Sisters are playing here for Pawnee City. That gets confusing when they're all on the floor at once. Had some twins around, not many triplets. Here's a long three from the corner, wide of the mark. Went out of bounds. Pawnee City will get it back. At one time, I think Fall City Sacred Heart had five sets of twins in their school.
Jeez.
That's K-12. There were five sets of twins at one time in Sacred Heart. Shot from the left side for a long three that won't go. Putting that shot up was Taylin Blackham. Fast break the other direction for Palmyra comes Kinley Dorn. Dorn feeds it into traffic. It's really getting ragged down here right now. They got it to Ellie Fick, and then Ellie got fouled.
Called a jump ball.
Jump ball called. Okay, ball goes out of bounds. Pawnee City will have it. Inbounding the pass, Erica Guerra. She'll toss it into Bree Guerra. Bree Guerra across the timeline. Bree between the rings, top of the key. Left elbow. Dribbling to the baseline, left side in traffic. There's a fall away shot off the glass that doesn't go. Shot is put up by Taylan Blanket. One of the Guerra triplets asked me about helping out sometime on the radio like you're doing.
Yeah.
Can't for the life of me tell you which one it was. I'll have to just ask them, I guess. One of them was interested. I don't know who. They wasn't wearing their jersey. There's a shot up from the left side, up and good. And I believe that's Plager, is her name.
Yeah, I think it's Haley Plager.
Yeah, Haley got that one to drop, and that's good for two. As she put it down. That came up last week in a broadcast, and she wasn't listed in the program anywhere. Then I got a note on my telephone later. Here's the final as the buzzer sounds. Palmyra 50, Pawnee City 30. That will be your final. The Palmyra Panthers capture the Class B Girls Division Championship. We'll take a two-minute timeout and be back with the postgame show after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Your old farm truck, a good pair of jeans, and Grandpa's 4020 tractor. Some things are built to last. At Mustang Seeds, we're committed to building long-lasting relationships, not transactional ones. That's why our priorities have remained the same for over 60 years. People, performance, integrity. You can count on us for that. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
Thrivent is a proud sponsor of local sports. We're a wealth navigation group with Thrivent, and we help people make financial choices guided by their Christian values so they can take care of themselves and others. Faith is what fuels us. If it fuels you too, let's talk. You can reach us for our Fall City or Auburn locations at 402-315-8711. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Class B Championship tonight, defeating Pawnee City 50-30 here in the 96th Annual Mudecas Tournament. Let's look at the individual scoring. First for Pawnee City, they're led tonight by Kinsley Benson with 13 points. Second for Maddie Osborne. Kara Pierce had 5. 2 points for Addie Sisko. Haley Plager had 2. And a single point for Cameron Ottersberg for their total of 30. Free throw shooting, Pawnee City made 12 out of 21. For the Palmyra Panthers, 50 points on the board, led tonight by Xylee Badiger with 12 points. Adding 11 was Grace Green. 10 for Riley Walter. 9 for Kaylee Thompson. 5 points for Audrey Earhart. 2 points tonight for Ellie Fick and a single point for Kaylee Badiger. For their total of 50, Palmyra hit 8 out of 15 from the charity stripe. 50-30, your final score. We're going to go ahead.
I got a score update across the street. HRS trails Tri-County by a score of 26-19.
All right. Well, we're going to send it back to the studios for about 15 minutes. We'll be back with the A Championship. You're enjoying Mudecas basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.